You were talking about the trial where you're going to look at anastrozole in terms of the normal or contralateral breast, and you mentioned lipids. So I've got to ask you about, were you at St. Gallen?
I was at St. Gallen.
Okay, well, I wasn't, but I've heard about what happened there, and I'm really curious in terms of the big FEMTA trial that was presented of letrozole versus tamoxifen. Can you sort of summarize what that trial showed?
I can't. I think that basically its results by and large mirror those of the ATTACC trial. Remember, it's a trial that looked at women who are postmenopausal. This trial did require receptor positivity, which I think is a real plus, and of course did not characterize the ATTACC trial. Ultimately, the trial will be a four-arm trial, or it is a four-arm trial that involves a comparison of 5 years of tamoxifen, 5 years of letrozole, tamoxifen moving to letrozole in the reverse. And what was presented was actually the first part of the trial, which is only the tamoxifen to letrozole comparison. The crossover data are not mature enough at this point. And what it suggests is a small benefit in terms of disease-free survival for the women who are taking letrozole as opposed to tamoxifen. And I think that, to me, as best as I can look, it looks exactly like what we see when we look at the hormone receptor-positive subset of the ATTACC trial.
At the same time period, which
At
is
the same
30
time.
months.
I think it had about 36 months of median follow-up, and it's actually really pretty congruent with the first report of the ATTACC trial.
Of course, ATTACC at this point is at the 68 months
It
based on the
is.
last San Antonio. But
Yep.
yeah, I think it looks like the efficacy data, fracture data, looks pretty similar at that
Yep.
time period. Do you agree?
Yep. Yes, I think so.